Tanzania is a nation in East Africa, along the Indian Ocean. One third of its population is Christian, another third Muslim, and a third adhere to traditional pagan faiths. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania is comprised of 25 separate dioceses. Bishop Emmanuel Makala of the Central Diocese of Tanzania met with Lutheran Church Missouri Synod officials in St. Louis in early September 2014. Bishop Makala says his diocese is rapidly growing and needs help in training people to deal with an influx of converts.
It is a diocese which is growing very fast in Africa, I can say in the world, because it is getting thousands of people to join Christianity per year. And the LCMS is supporting the training, mission training centers, training the pastors and evangelists, roofing the churches. That is why I'm here, just to say thank you and more support about it.
When asked why so many people are converting, Bishop Makala replied the answer is simple.
It's the gospel, because we don't preach the law. And this is the gospel, good news, especially for our place.
He says most of the converts are coming over from traditional religions. Much traditional religion is based on fear, and the bishop says people are wary of being scared.
They believe in witchcraft and they live in fear. We have this kind of killing albino. Killing albino is that's the traditional belief which cause people to believe that just a part of albino can cause a person to have money, to have positions. So this is the kind of false belief. People are tired of that one.
The gospel message is one of hope, not fear. Bishop Makala says this draws those who are tired of living in fear.
And that is why when we go with the gospel, people are attracted, thousands and thousands of people are attracted, and they believe in Christianity.
Traditional faiths stretch back millennia in Tanzania, and Islam has been there for centuries. Christianity, much less Lutheranism, is a relative newcomer.
But the place I'm coming from, it's the Christianity was very late. It's very late, and people now attracted to be Christians.
The Reverend Dr. Al Culver, the LCMS Director of Church Relations, says the division of faiths between Christianity, Islam, and traditional belief is typical throughout much of Africa.
I wanted to comment a little bit on this third, a third, and a third. In Africa, that's the general average. And you have the Christian churches seeking to evangelize the third that are still traditional religion. And you also have the Muslims seeking that same group of people.
Dr. Culver says most of the growth in converts is from paganistic peoples.
And so where the Christian church is growing most rapidly is in these areas where the traditional religion dominates.
Christians are not alone in seeking to convert traditional believers. Muslim leaders are seeking those people as well.
And in a sense, it's a race. Who is going to get there first, the church or Islam? And that's one of the challenges.
Tanzania is a nation facing many challenges. One of the most serious is a lack of safe drinking water.
Water that in our place, water can take four hours to find for water. So yes, women can look 4 hours finding water.
Bishop Makala says evangelists go into arid areas with the word of the gospel. Once a church is established, then they can help the community cope with issues such as water.
So it is a dry area, real dry area. So the first thing is we take the gospel. It is holistic ministry that we can, when we take the gospel there, we can also help people in the other social facilities.
The Evangelical Church in Tanzania has a severe shortage of pastors and trained personnel. Right now, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is helping train the Tanzanian church, according to Dr. Culver.
Well, our efforts are primarily focused on theological education right now. Bishop Makala, you have, 17 pastors?
Yes.
And he has 60,000 Lutherans. So 60,000 Lutherans for 17 pastors.
The sheer number of converts is placing an enormous burden on the Tanzanian Lutheran Church.
Bishop Makala was telling President Harrison that they go into a village and they baptize 1,000 people. And then there's no pastor there.
Bishop McCullough says he is grateful for the LCMS helping his people with seminary training.
Yes, we have this opportunity. The LCMS is helping us to take some of the people to train in here for seminaries.
Dr. Culver notes that Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, has an agreement with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania. The seminary is helping to train people in Tanzania itself.
There's a partnership with the Fort Wayne Seminary, which is helping to train in Tanzania right now in Bishop McCullough's area. And we use the Global Seminary Initiative to help fund that. That's one of our projects for the last 2 years, and we're going to continue on with that.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania is more of an association of different Lutheran bodies rather than one united church. Dr. Culver says this gives Bishop McCullough the freedom to work more closely with the LCMS.
The ELCT is kind of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Tanzania is kind of a loose confederation. Each diocese or each synod is independent, so Bishop McCullough is free to work with us, even though the rest of his church body doesn't.
Dr. Culver notes that while the LCMS is working with Bishop McCullough's diocese, it is not yet an altar and pulpit partnership.
Our church bodies are not an altar and pulpit fellowship, and so this also presents a number of challenges for how we work together.
However, Bishop McCullough's diocese has decided to follow Missouri Synod doctrine in many areas, and this opens up opportunities for the future.
His diocese has decided to adopt Missouri Synod doctrine, which is different than maybe some of the other areas. So these church relations matters are something that we are walking through carefully, but at this time there is not altar or pulpit fellowship.
Bishop McCullough says the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania is facing many doctrinal challenges. It is influenced by many different Lutheran bodies, not all of which are in agreement.
It is really, there is a challenge in Tanzania with those many churches which found Lutheran Church in Tanzania from different areas in the world, maybe seven different areas in the world. And now there's the issue of this homosexuality and this kind of liberal things. It's the whole body of Tanzania Church is in dilemma.
The news from Tanzania is mixed. Many people are converting and eager to learn the gospel, but there is a shortage of people to deliver the message and minister to the faithful, as Dr. Culver puts it.
Well, it's as Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful and laborers are few.
The LCMS, working with Bishop McCullough's people, are training those laborers. I'm Buzz Ulrich, World Lutheran News Digest.